Hello everyone, this is Miss E, and I'm here to answer the Nico Scripts RU questionnaire discussion. So, let's go. Team Script or Team Improv? Who do you bet for? First, you're all about the script. Second, improv is your life. Third, it depends on your mood. 99% of my work here is improv, but lately I am reading a lot of scripts because I want to find out some new stories and new ideas and, you know, some things that I want to voice that usually is not something that I would improve. If that makes sense, you know? I mean, scripts have a great, interesting, and different idea of mine. So, I like to voice it. I think that everyone that writes is so creative, so I really want to improve. And to read and you know, voice it. But, yes, really depends on my mood. If I am in an improv mood, I will. What attracts you to a script? A. The tags. They hit all your sweet kinky spots. B. The writer. You like that script writer's work. C. The length. It's Goldilocks. Not too long, not too short. D. Other. Describe. We're taking notes. Okay. So, I think that's a mix of everything. Like the tags. I love tags. So, I read like... especially if you have a funny tag, like the Christmas Carol, so the author just wrote with apologies to Mr. Dickinson, right? And the Christmas Carol was very funny, and I like it, that catch me at my attention, but also I like some, you know, some tags like blowjob, some, you know, moanings and stuff. I like those things. Gag especially. I love to gag. My god. Yes. I'm such a slut. And I like the tags too. Especially because when there is something like blood or, you know, vomit, everything like this, I used to avoid, so tags are important. The writer, yes, I read all scripts of actually just one writer. I read all the scripts. That's you, Nico. You were my only one that I read all. I know I still need to voice The Cake by the Ocean. Okay, is on my list. I promise I am in a very hard rush lately because of the holidays. But yes, I read all your scripts. And sometimes I like to flip, right? And I think they are very cool. And especially because some scripts, especially yours, there's some scripts that I would never improv because they are not my ideas. So I look and I say, oh my god, this is so cool. This is so different of what I would, you know, think about or what I would do. So yes, I do it because I really like it. It's different. It's like voicing and thinking out of the box. So yes, I do it. And the length, yes, because if it's too long for me, doesn't work. Doesn't work because how can I say? It's a little bit hard for me, you know, to read. Some words I don't know, some music I don't, and I really need to learn, and sometimes I just commit some mistakes, and I have words that are always, you know, a trick for me, and I really, really don't have much patience for too long scripts because of the difficulty for me, you know, so that's it, that's why it's Goldilocks for me. And okay, so other, if I remember something, I really will PM you because now I don't remember anything other stuff. So fresh, oh yes, of course, I'm sorry, the synopsis, when it's something that I really look and I say yes, I want this, the synopsis are very important for me. Because when you don't have, you really need to read all, and sometimes you don't have time and you want to save that script, so you just forget it. It's always, you know, it's good when authors just give some synopsis. That's good. So, Fresh off the griddle or trying and true. Searching for the right script. Sorry. Do you scroll down the feed for that day script offers? Go to writer subreddit and browse the stacks. Plug your favorite tags into the script database. Write a friendly PM request to a PM script writer. Okay, look. Yes, sometimes I scroll looking for that day offers and past days offers too. And sometimes I go to subreddits to browse, okay, to I kind of stalk. Yeah, and I start to browse the guys or the girls scripts. That's it. I don't use the script database that much. Actually, I don't use at all. I don't know, I'm lazy, so I just forget it. And I try to write a friendly PM for some writers, not just one, okay? And I received a lot of rude answers. So, friendly or not, I don't write any more requests. Not anymore. I tried those days ago, but, well, let's skip this one. So no, I don't write anymore, okay? I mean, once I wrote to you and you were very polite, you were very cool with me, you were sweet, but unfortunately not everyone has this kind of behavior, so I stopped to PM writers. That's it, unfortunately. What can I do? Okay, you see a great script, but it's filled right away. Do you cross off your list? Who cares? I'll make it my your own. Add to your TBR to be recorded list. Okay, I add to my TBR. Why? Let's be honest here. If someone, especially the popular girls, just voice a script and I just voice it, I won't post. Why? It's not a competition. I don't care. I know that my job is completely different of that girls. But what happens? The most guys and girls, the most people here that want to listen, they will look for a script. So you will look for an audio. So that's the title. Let's imagine that is, I don't know, that is little girl. Okay, so cliche. That is little girl, and then the tags and script to fill, and by this 1, 2, 3 author, and write two or three audios down. There is mine. I mean, unless the guy is my fan, is my listener, and he says no, I want to listen Miss E, I want to listen her. And not, you know, or I want to listen 3 or 4 times the same script to see the difference. Unless they do this, that that they don't do, they will just, you know, hit the first and listen to this. And then when they scroll and they see, oh my god, this again? No, I won't listen this one. I want to listen another thing, another different thing. It's like you go into a movie, and unless you are a big fan of that movie, you will watch two different movies in the same day if you want to watch two different movies. Okay, so that's it. You don't do it. You don't listen. So I spent my time, I spent my energy, I spent my voice, I spent everything. I put effort in an audio, in a work, and I want my work to have a little chance to be appreciated. So that's why I put on my TBR list, and I really wait a very long time to voice it again. So that's it. And sometimes some authors just like write to me and just like, oh, did you say that you would voice it? And I say, yes, it's here with me, so just be patient. And I, of course, I start to improve some things, but well. Okay, next. Do you use the glorious GWA that script database? If so, why? If not, why not? Well, I didn't know before you say it. I confess I am too lazy. And I didn't know, but well, now I know, and I think that I will start if I don't forget it again. Format. What's your pleasure? A. Narrative. B. One-sided dialogue. C. Poem. D. Collab. I just don't like the narrative that much. I think it's always too long and I get tired. So my favorites are one-sided dialogue and poems, but I also love collabs, and especially with my dear beloved mistress, Mrs. J. Wild. And I love to improve, I love to collab with her. But yes, they are my favorites. Okay. How do you work with a script? Read it off computer, iPad, iPhone. Print a hard copy, mark it up, teleprompt. I just open the past bin and start to record and read. Is that a teleprompt? Is that a thing? Oh my god, I don't know how to speak this one. It's okay. Yes, I voice while I am reading. That's me. Okay, once you've chosen a script, do you A. hit record and go for it. You're all about keeping it fresh. Read it over to see what you're getting to. Be prepared. Do you do a read through and make notes? Hit the record and go for it. I love to do it, and I think that's my best act. My best acts are always like this. I tried once to read all over, but I kind of lost the mojo, and I really, you know, keep it fresh. That's it. Vocal durations, yay or nay? Yeah, sure. It helps to have a prompt on the page, especially when you're focused on fapping. I can't focus on fapping and read, I'm sorry. Hell no! You will moan or chuckle when you feel like it. Yes, hell no. I'm so sorry, guys and girls, everything and everyone that write, but hell no. I like sometimes, like some things like whisper and some, you know, moaning, but I will moan and chuckle and whenever I feel like it, because I just feel the moment. So that's it, that's me. Coming up, when to orgasm indicated in this script is A. 1. Absolutely crucial. 2. Unnecessary. 3. Depends on your mood. I think that is necessary. I mean, I don't think that is the most crucial part of the script, okay? But I think that's necessary because I never know when you want me to come. So that's it. It's absolutely crucial for me as a performer, but not for a script, okay? I mean, I like more the story before. Okay. SFX, we or no? Runaway, when a script includes SFX suggestion. A, what's SFX, really? B, nope, out, right here. You're a performer, not a fully artist. Who the fuck think like this? Okay, it's okay. If something simple you can do as part of your performance, zipper sound or knock or close rustle. D, flex your finger and prepare to make audacity or bitch. You got this. That's me. Check to see if the script writer included links to the appropriate free use SFX. Guys, really, freesound.org, I think, has everything. Really has everything. And also, you can create some very cool things on Audacity, and also the YouTube has a lot of free sounds. Yes, they have. You just have to look a lot, but they have. And I love, and yes, that's me. Flex my fingers and prepare to make Audacity my bitch. You're my bitch. Yes, I love sound effects. Really, really sound. And if someone just answered, what's SFX? Is sound effects, okay? You know, just cool things. Like a boat, like a fight. I love it. I really love it. Okay. So, do you consider script a start point or set in stone? No, you follow the script so you can concentrate on the matter at hand. Somewhat. You change a word here or there. And hell yes, it's a springboard, not a blueprint. Other. Well, sometimes I get lost. Sometimes I don't know how to speak some words. Sometimes. So, yeah, I change a word here or there, and especially I add a lot of fuck or fucking. Fucking is a great word because it's so intense. You know, just some a thing is I say, "Hey, Nico, I like you," and other thing is me to say, "Hey, Nico, I fucking like you." So I like you, but not, you know, just yeah, they're different. So that's it. You have a great idea to a script. Do you PM your favorite script writer? As I said, I don't PM anyone anymore. Post a request. I tried to post several requests. No one ever filled. And get ready to ramble fab. Okay, I don't ramble fab. I just write my own script and I voice it. That's what I do. Okay, bonus questions. What are there things writers should never put in a script? I don't think so. I think that your script is your idea. But they, not that I never should put, I think that everyone ever should put a synopsis. I know I don't have synopsis in my, but okay. But everyone, oops, everyone just should put synopsis. And I don't think that there's anything that you never put unless it's. Unless it's something illegal or you know criminal. Well, sometimes, well, I don't say criminal because we have rape scripts here and it's a crime, but I mean really illegal, like underage and stuff. I think that should be avoided, and racism, everything of kind of, you know, prejudice, unless is a very nasty thing, like some people already did it, and they are very awful. But okay, no, no, I doesn't that make sense? Okay, what do you wish script writers did more of? Okay, take notes. First thing, I see a lot of nasty guys and cute girls. It's time to see the nasty girls, nasty girls, to guys. You know, it's time really to see the nasty femdoms, the hard femdoms, the raw femdoms. Let's peg guys, let's bust their balls, let's, you know, cage them, let's do it. Girls, hello, please, if any writer is listening to me right now, I am going to offer something. If you write for me a very nasty femdom, a really rough femdom, but just, you know, take the most nasty scripts here. They are always emdom. So take one and get worse, okay? Get a crew, a really crew dominatrix, and give it to me. If you give to me, if you are listening to me, the first writer that write this for me, I will give a blank check audio-wise. You can ask me anything, unless it's underage, that's my hard limit. But even scat, okay? Even vomit, I can do it, all right? But if you write something for me like this, okay, I will give you a blank check audio wise, okay? One blank check. All right? I mean it. I want a nasty girl here. I want a very nasty fucking fandom because I'm fucking tired. I mean, guys are always rough with us, and we are always crying. What the fuck is happening? No, I want to be nasty. I want to be a fuck it up. Okay? I want to be the dom, the femdom, that guys will shake, will tremble, and in the end they will lick my feet because they love me. That's what I fucking want, okay? Please. And gangbangs without humiliation, like Switchin' Bitch said, without humiliation and degradation. We can, like, we can be bang gang banged, and we don't need to say that we, yes, we are a whore, we are a slut, we don't worth it. No, okay, treat me like a queen, okay? I want to be a queen, a gang banged queen. That's what I want, okay? Let's praise, let's worship, let's love our girls, and let's make them powerful. I am tired to see light femdom my ass. Okay, it's cool, but hey, I want a rough femdom. I want a non-gentle femdom. And that's what I want. Okay, my offer is here. Fuck. Okay, I was a little bit intense right now. I'm so sorry about this. Okay, Nico, I love you. And thank you, everyone. I'm so sorry about this. Bye.